Ozzy Osbourne bans Trump from using his music. By Ben Q on June 28, 2019. Rock star Ozzy Osbourne has banned President Donald Trump from using his music, instead suggesting that he uses songs from artists who support his presidency. On Thursday morning, Trump tweeted a doctored video of himself crashing the Democratic debates featuring Osbourne's 1980s hit Crazy Train. The video, which has been retweeted over 40,000 times, remains on his Twitter account. In a statement via his wife Sharon's Instagram account, the 70-year-old Brit described the use of the song as unauthorized while arguing the video amounted to Trump/Pence political ad. Based on this morning's unauthorized use of Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train, we are sending notice to the Trump campaign, or any other campaigns, that they are forbidden from using any of Ozzy Osbourne's music in political ads or in any political campaigns, the statement read. Ozzy's music cannot be used for any means without approvals. In the meantime, I have a suggestion for Mr. Trump. Perhaps he should reach out to some of his musician friends. Maybe hashtag Kanye West, Gold Digger, at Kid Rock, I Am the Bold God, or at Ted Nugent Official. Stranglehold will allow use of their music, it continued. The former Black Sabbath frontman's precise views on President Trump and politics remain unclear, although his daughter Kelly was virulently opposed to Trump's candidacy. In 2015, she was widely mocked after complaining that a crackdown on illegal immigration from Latin America would lead to a shortage of toilet cleaners across the country. Ozzy Osbourne, otherwise known as the Prince of Darkness, is far from the only artist to ban Trump from using their music in promotional content or at campaign events. Other major artists to do so include the Rolling Stones, Adele, and Queen. Follow Ben Q on Facebook, Twitter at @Ben_Q, or email him at q@Breitbart.com.